Com.
In the waters. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'm talking about the sharks on the Discovery Channel. It's Shark Week, and Jaws is being re-released. How about that? Do you remember when you saw Jaws? How old were you? Did you go in the water after you watched Jaws? Yep, redone. That fake Jaws at Universal still scares me the two times that I've gone. But it's the shark bite of a different kind that most of you are talking about in your backyards, and I like to say that America Tonight is a snapshot of what's going on. What is the conversation? The conversation is over the anger that the American people are feeling because of where they're headed in the future, where their kids are headed, how much money is going to be there at the end. Can you survive and thrive? I mean, it's more about thriving. Can you even get to the point where you're thinking about thriving? How many people in the middle class feel squeezed like an accordion that just doesn't bounce back? That's part of what's happening on the campaign trail. Everybody's claiming they know what's best for America. That's how you run, though. You run by saying, here's what I promise to do. Here's what they promise to do, and they're not doing it. So you have an incumbent who has a high unemployment rate stuck to his back like a bullseye, President Obama, and you have the challengers who have issues of taxes floating around and a proposed budget that includes the death of Medicaid. At least that's what some people would have you believe. Coming up later in the week on America Tonight, we're going to fact check everything when it comes to Medicaid and the proposal that Paul Ryan threw out for the Republicans that, of course, was shot down, but a lot was made of what he thought was should happen with a conservative bent in the future to solve our monetary crisis. Speaking of crisis, oh, there's such a big one brewing, and it has to do with young illegal immigrants, maybe 1.7 million. All you have to do is have $465 and a high school education. Maybe you served in the military so you can go from behind the shadows or underground to reappearing again and get a U.S. work permit. Remember, the president waved the magic wand or the executive order a couple of months ago. So now, this is when it's all happening. The forms are out there. People are filling them out. They're looking at the process. It's not going to lead to citizenship. They're reemphasizing that, supposedly. But it certainly does help with the Hispanic voters who felt like they were being shafted by the campaign promises to reform immigration laws. So this will probably stop deportations for at least a million younger illegal immigrants, 30 and under. And under the guidelines that are out there, your proof, what you need is proof of identity, is a passport or birth certificate or school transcripts or medical and financial records, military service, that kind of stuff, something. And the Department of Homeland Security is saying you could even have sworn affidavits signed by somebody else under the threat that perjury could be used against them if they were lying. Think anyone's going to try to hoodwink the government to get that pass? And then what happens is they'll get the decision could take a couple of months, and if they're allowed to stay in the United States, they have to apply for permission to come back into the country. That's 360 more. So they may be making some money on this. The government might be making a quarter of a percent of what we need to pay back our deficits to pay it all off, but at least it's a start, right? This was all announced back in June to try to stop deporting illegals brought to the U.S. as kids, and I already said this, to be eligible, they have to prove they arrived in the U.S. before they turn 16 or are 30 or younger, and they've been living here at least 5 years, at least 5 years. I mean, this is a, it is what it is. It's a backdoor amnesty policy and a promise to people who were disenfranchised because they didn't get anything from the campaign. Now they're getting theirs. They're getting what they, at least part of what they wanted anyway, so that helps with the vote. How much will the program cost to implement? I think you're looking at well over a million people. So if everyone comes forward anyway, the cost would be about $467 million, probably somewhere in that neighborhood. And the fee should pay for that. The fee should pay for that, and then the extra fees would probably help. Besides all of this, the big story was over the VP choice. Not Ryan. I won't hit you over the head with that again. Vice President Biden was trying to help out Barack Obama. So he went to North Carolina on Monday. On Tuesday, he was in Danville, Virginia, in front of a half-white, half-black crowd. And he said that the Romney folks were keeping the public chained. What did he mean by keeping the public chained? Well, the reference, he said he meant to say shackled, first of all, but he's in the soup, to say the least, over those comments, since that was the last stop of the Confederacy. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. I wanted to comment on the dummy who got caught cheating at the gravel game.
Blanks. He had blanks sort of in his pocket, I guess, and someone saw.
That's craziness. And the thing about it is there's only so many blanks in the game. So when the extra blanks came up, it would have been noticed anyhow. There's a limited number of all tiles. But you were saying how the people in that were probably all sipping tea in big letter words.
Yeah.
Well, I got to disagree with you there. Lots of rednecks and Republicans and black guys all over Scrabble. When I was in college, we had a Scrabble tournament night where we'd gamble on it. It was a dime a point, and you could actually make some good money at it.
It
was a good time. Yeah. We had a good time. There's we used an OED two-volume dictionary, and there is a keyword that allows you to tack on to anything that ends in A. AA is a word. It's like a Hawaiian lava, some rough form of lava. But AA is a word, so it was always a word people would challenge you on, too, so you got an extra turn. But we love Scrabble. It was almost as popular as our poker night, the Scrabble night.
Oh, I love that. 10 cents. 10 cents a word?
10 cents a point.
Ten cents a point, yeah.
It's a score game where you win by points, and we played 10 cents a point, and like I say,
cool.
we had all different religions, ethnicities, and job types playing. But when you add money into it, it gets very competitive.
I bet. Kind of like my golf games. I love that. John, I'm glad that you shared that with us. Rednecks everywhere embracing Scrabble. That's good. I want to play now. I have a game. I got to go pull it out somewhere. Thanks, John. I do. I like Scrabble. So I've played Scrabble a lot. I grew up when I was a kid playing with mostly my aunt because it was tough to get a game going. But he's right. If you put money on the line, that would make it interesting, wouldn't it? And so, of course, everybody, like he said, everybody was thrown in on that one. How about it? The cheating, though, that's crazy. He's right with how easy it is to count the tile. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for. All I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words,
for John in Kentucky and others, I just thought of this. Besides Scrabble, here's a great game that I like that I just discovered. I think it's been around for a long time, though. It's called Upwords, and it's very much like Scrabble, but you can build on top of the words, and it's really cool. It's I don't know that it's easier. It's just different because there's more angles to it. And with the 10 cents a point, boy, that could make that pretty interesting. I might have to throw that out to my crowd. How about that? So we go from cheating and Scrabble to other games and other ways to make money. Speaking of making money, you won't make money, but you could win some incredible prizes. Our Nail the Score contest is coming back soon because the NFL is almost here. We're in training camps and all that stuff, and we've already seen some lousy games, but the real stuff starts pretty soon. I mean, less than a month, we're playing football. So some of you fantasy players are getting ready. Other people are in leagues. But we do this thing where you don't pay a cent. Of course you don't pay a cent. You call in once a week, and I pick my computer up, and my computer picks the game of the week. I would do it, but I want to be impartial because I always get crucified when I have the Eagles game of the week. Everybody thinks I picked it. But no, we reprogrammed the computer. It's working fine. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. And whatever the game of the week is, you call in and give us your scoring guess. And if you correctly nail the score, you win prizes and bragging rights on America Tonight. People have come so close. And Chris in Connecticut won the whole thing once. We haven't had a winner since Chris, and that's been 2 years. And she actually won on an Eagles game. So for all the nonsense I got about being an Eagles fan, she won on that game just coincidentally. It's so fun and so easy to do. See, it all comes back to the numbers, doesn't it? Because we're talking about campaigners who need numbers. We're talking about controversy, which is all leading to how do we get the votes? What is it we're doing? And the picture of Biden, so, who blew out the mic, basically, talking about Romney and saying that they're going to put you all back in chains, that was the top headline on the day. And later he came back and explained it, saying that he was really referring to the Speaker of the House, John Boehner's comments about being unshackled and talking about something else. And he was referring back to that, that he meant to say shackled. But regardless, Biden is Biden, and the Romney campaign reacted to the remarks, saying they weren't acceptable in a statement that was released after Biden's campaign speech. And I don't think, in the end, anybody cares that much. So they're even saying that Obama should tell the people whether he agrees with Joe Biden's comments. And the Obama deputy campaign manager said that he has no problem with the comments. Of course he doesn't, because he knows this is not really how this thing is being won. But Romney was asked about it. Romney always gets asked about, what do you think about what they said here, and what do you think about what this person said? Just like the Democrats get asked about the Republicans. You know, there's always somebody in the middle that kind of feeds that beast, by the way, by talking about, let's get that reaction. I'm gonna steer them in this direction because I need my lead. I need my headline, and this is what my headline is going to be. And it's going to focus on what Biden said. Okay, check this out. 50% now view Paul Ryan favorably. I'm not going to hold it against him that he went to a MAC college that wasn't Ohio University, but it was Miami of Ohio, the big rivals of my Bobcats. But that's where he jumped in on all the whole conservative stuff, where he was in clubs and whatnot, and that was his path right from college. So anyway, Ryan's numbers have shot up since he first hit the scene. The Rasmussen report shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters now have a favorable opinion of Ryan, 32% unfavorable. That includes 29% with a very favorable view of Romney's VP pick, and 13% with a very unfavorable one, whatever. How about this in Iowa? Latest poll there shows Romney 46%, Obama 44%. In Ohio, 51% have a favorable opinion of Paul Ryan. This is all stuff from Rasmussen and the daily tracking and stuff that they're doing. It all depends on what happens on that Electoral College scoreboard. That is the trick. That's where it counts, because there is no cheating, right? So you have to come back to those numbers. What are the toss-up ones? How many can Romney get? There are, by my calculations, at least 75, maybe more, maybe 80 in play. Now, I'd say, you know, ones that are up for grabs. And the ones that are up for grabs, the toss-up ones, the biggest toss-up ones, Florida, Virginia, Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Colorado. And looking at polls, boy, they're really neck and neck in those polls. The Wisconsin will be interesting to see if Ryan swings Wisconsin. What happens in Ohio? I think they're really in a dead heat. What happens in Virginia? I would think Romney would get Virginia. In Colorado, too tough to call there. And in Florida, does it swing the way of Romney, or do the people that are older worry about the Medicare comments, and does that swing in a different direction? Because that's where the fight is. The fight is in those key swing states. Some of the other states, you know, it's a done deal. You know which way they're voting. You know what the tradition is, and there's not going to be some big sweep there. But that's a big chunk of electoral votes that could change things. I'd be remiss, because I'm such a geek for speed and space and all that stuff, I happened to see this today, and I stopped what I was doing so I could watch it. It was just the coolest thing. I saw the shots of this aircraft, the unmanned experimental, they're calling it the X-51A Wave Rider, and it's expected to fly above the Pacific Ocean near Point Magoo at Mach 7 for 300 seconds, and it did it. It actually did it. So you think of Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier back in the late 40s and what engineers have thought of flight and going five times the speed of sound or more. So cool. So cool. You would get across the country in a blink of an eye aboard something like that. But the shots of it really, I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hypersonic flight. You know, it's like going from, as it was described, a propeller-driven aircraft to jet aircraft. And how do you make it bigger, badder, faster? And this is the answer. It's one of the areas that it's a potential frontier for aeronautics. And they're knocking on the door of this. In fact, NASA and the Pentagon are financing three national centers to study hypersonic flight. The Pentagon has a research arm called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and they call hypersonic flight the new stealth because it can really evade and outrun whatever fire it's taking. And we've already seen our drones get captured by Iran for one. We don't want to see that again. The Pentagon says it spent $2 billion on hypersonic technology, so they were probably psyched to see the Wave Rider program do so well. And the Wave Rider, just so you know, is $140 million. $140 million. But this baby can fly. Oh, can it fly? It's so cool to see it. And they're going to do, they did the test flight, so they're going to get a lot of attention for this and then perfect a little bit more. But it's faster than a speeding bullet. That's how great the Wave Rider is. And the hypersonic flight thing, I don't know if they'll have that in my lifetime or yours. Maybe they're working on it. Maybe it'll be much more common. Probably cost a fortune to get on that first flight it would, but I think it's much further down the line. Hang with us. Much more to come on this jam-packed hour of America Tonight.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality. Closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart. Yeah, closer to the heart.
Bypass surgery, clogged arteries, a life supported by massive prescription pills to keep your heart going. All things that I certainly don't want to hear about in my life. That's why I'm continuing this Heart Healthy campaign. Our pal Don Wiskin joins us each and every week here on America Tonight. We're talking about Extendivite and what a game changer this has been for so, so many people. And he certainly has seen it, and I'm starting to see this all over the place when we're talking about the ingredients in it and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, Don experienced this because so many of the people in his life, so many people so close to him, died with heart problems. Don, once again, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you continuing this campaign with us.
Well, I'm really glad to be here.
Of course. I know you said it to me. You know, if people could hear the conversations off the mic, I think they would love it. Someday I'm going to do a book on that. And that's one of the things you said. I said, how's it going today? And what was the response you said to me?
I don't remember, but I think it was something like, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm on this side of the soil. But
exactly, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because you remember, you took that walk, and people that have called the show are so interested in that because it's the fear that you don't want to have to take that walk where your wife drops you off, you're walking into the hospital, and because of what's going on in your mind of family members and people you know that have died with heart problems after having bypass surgery and all these other things, you literally are scared to death, and that really sent your life in a different direction, didn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's real easy to die. I mean, dying is the easiest part. I mean, a lot of people die with heart attacks. They happen. They don't get help fast enough. They die. But living is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're disabled or you're not able to do anything for a while.
Or as one of my friends who just had triple bypass says, he does not wish the pain of having his chest cracked open on anyone. You know, they walk around for days with a pillow holding it up against their chest because they're just, they don't want to breathe. They don't want to do anything. And I think to myself, God, you know, you just had a heart attack. What the heck are they doing? But, you know, it's strange how things happen. And, you know, living afterwards is one of the hardest things because now you've been compromised and you're, you know, now you're aware of it. And now the fear is greater than it ever was before because you know that you can't do the things that you need to do to pay the bills sometimes. And that's rough. I mean, that is really rough when, you know, the dreams that you had for your life are all of a sudden changed. And that's the way mine were. I mean, I was supposed to go on disability. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I couldn't even pick up an 80-pound bundle of shingles and put it on my shoulder and carry it up a ladder. And, you know, I was 200 pounds plus. I can carry things. I don't have a problem with that. You could probably put a harness on me and I could pull a bus even today. But before, during that time, I couldn't.
So after the 35% damaged tissue, after that happened, you know, that's when we've talked about this. You were on some pills. You were doing what the doctors were telling you, but it wasn't the right thing, really. It sent you in a different direction where you started looking at alternatives. You reached out, and then you found the alternative, and we talk about it, Extendivite. And what did you see happen with that damaged tissue afterwards?
Well, you know, it was a funny thing, Kate, because it didn't happen right away. I started taking the pills, and I started going through, you know, some exercise and some diet changes. And you know, I was really evaluating my life. But when, you know, I had been on the drugs and medication, my heart attack was in June, and I didn't really start this stuff until, like, March of the next year. So I had all of this time to experience what it was really like to be 43 years old and looking at disability for the rest of your life when you'd been self-employed. But as I started taking the drops and I was, you know, going down the road and trying to walk, I noticed tingling and stuff on top of my head. It was kind of like, you know, blood was getting into areas and back up to the surface. But I didn't really notice anything until, it was August, and I started getting some chest pain. And I went to my doctor and said, you know, I've got this poking chest pain. And she said, well, let's get you in for some tests. And the test showed that I had blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue, and that's what was causing me the pain. And hearts never rebuild themselves according to what they said back then, and, you know, in 1999.
Right.
But, you know, we've proven them wrong, and we've done even more than, you know, rebuild hearts. But that's when I realized myself that I was on the road to recovery, and I just kept going, and I just kept telling anyone and everyone who would listen.
Right, and that's what we're doing here. That's what we keep saying about this heart campaign, and I want to tell everybody just check out heartdrop.com. It has the whole story there, I mean, really, and more of what Don is saying. And you can also call 877-928-8822. We're talking about, especially Extendivite comes in the different forms. So you saw it. It's amazing. As you said, you were told over and over again that the heart doesn't rebuild itself. What was your wife's reaction to that? She had to be just as astonished, too, and happy, obviously.
Well, I don't know if we should go there. You know what wives are like, you know. You can never do anything right. Even when you do. But, no, she was happy because I was happy. And you know, that's all that matters. I mean, she knew that, you know, I was going to be able to continue supporting her into the lifestyle she would have liked to have become accustomed to. And, you know, that things weren't going to change dramatically in our world. But, you know, things changed anyways because I gave up being a roofing contractor and got involved in helping people help themselves either prevent or overcome heart-related ailments. And, you know, it has been a wonderful, wonderful 14 years. It has been the ride of my life. And, you know, when people call and tell us how much we've changed their life and how they're able to, you know, at least live on their own and look after themselves right up until God calls them home, I mean, that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And in the 14 years, you've heard all kinds of stories. We've shared some of them on the air. Ed, in listening to us in Austin, Texas, one of our big affiliates, they run us actually in their morning, right before their morning drive. He heard us talking about things that have happened to people and as they started taking it, what were the changes they saw. And what his question was, What about blood pressure-y kind of things? That's all related, certainly, to the heart. And talking about even cholesterol numbers, because we've mentioned that. I've mentioned that a ton. That's probably why he's asking that question. And you've gotten that from people.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, what we do is our product normalizes blood pressure. So if it's high, we bring it back to normal. If it's low, we bring it back up to normal. But what happens is some people, their blood pressure is good, but they're on medication. And as they start taking our product, they notice that their blood pressure seems to go a little lower. Well, this is where you really have to start working with your doctor and saying, Doc, you know, my blood pressure is low. Do you think we should lower my my pharmaceutical medication, my blood pressure medication? But, you know, some people don't do that. They just stop taking our product, and they don't take the Extendivite anymore. And I kind of, you know, I hit myself in the head and go, what's wrong with this picture? Why wouldn't you go to your doctor and say, can you lower my medication because my blood pressure is lower? You know, that's all you have to do. If you notice that you're a little lightheaded, you know, get to see your doctor and find out what's going on. I had one lady, she used to have all these side effects after she took her blood pressure medication in the morning. And it turns out her blood pressure was normal, but the blood pressure medication would drop her blood pressure. And if she went out in the morning to shop or something, she felt really lightheaded and like she was going to be sick and have to go home. But, you know, she went to see her doctor and said, you know, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with this picture? So now probably she's fine. She can go out whenever she wants. Is that the, is that now what has happened to her? I'm certain.
Well, she didn't realize that, you know, it was the, well, she was thinking that maybe it was the drug.
Right.
But, you
right.
know, and then when she went and talked to her doctor and the doctor said, well, you know, we should try, you know, letting you go without your medication for a while. And yes, she was able to stop it because it was the reason that was causing her lightheadedness in the morning, because her blood pressure was going so low that, you know, it wasn't good for her. It wasn't healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you say this all the time. So much of it is about the nutrients, and that's the problem, not getting the nutrients from our food. We're not getting it. The soil is different. Isn't that the gist of what we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I say all the time, that, you know, Extendivite is food for your body to repair the damages that are done so that we can, you know, get on with our life. And that's what the plaque buildup, the cholesterol is all about. The cholesterol, in my opinion, is just a Band-Aid over top of a damaged artery, which is the muscle, and we're not getting the right nutrients to repair that damage. And that's what Extendivite is all about. And on our website, heartdrop.com, you know, I list what some of the benefits of the herbs are and also the nutrient levels, including the vitamins. And most people don't realize that, you know, vitamin C has, or sorry, cayenne has more vitamin C than oranges. And the other herbs, all of the nutrients that are there, their whole job is to help repair the damage in your body, fight off any fungus and virus, and get you healthy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I saw that, and that's what we've been talking about. What an education it is that, you know, it's like we're talking about with cayenne, the red peppers, as you say, more than oranges, and that's not the way people think, because we've been taught, oh, a glass of orange juice every day, or have an orange slice here and there, but it's still not enough, because you won't get enough from that, right?
That's right, including the soil now. I mean, they're saying that you have to eat 4 times the fruit and vegetables to get the same nutrients that we got just 75 years ago. You know, there has been so many changes in the nutrient levels of our soil and of our food, and most of our food is green harvested, so it never ever reached ripeness in the soil where it belonged, but the soil still can't give it the nutrients that we need nowadays. We've just ruined our topsoil.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't hesitate. Check all this information out because it is such a great website, heartdrop.com, 877-928-8822. Don, I always love talking to you, man. Continue to be heart healthy.
Well, stay healthy.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
As we round the final turn here on this Hour of America tonight, to all the critics and all the left-leaning commentators and various pundits who are talking about disclosing tax specifics, the VP candidate on the Republican side, Ryan, and Mitt Romney say they're going to wait until after they're elected to disclose what tax loopholes, by the way, they plan to get rid of. They made it clear that 2 years of taxes is what they're personally going to release, but when it comes to taxes and tax loopholes, they're saying that this is something that has to be done through Congress. Of course it is. People seem to forget this, where you have the whole House that's up for grabs and part of the Senate. That is the legislative branch. And as much as there's the power of the pen at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for the president, it's about the people you're electing to represent you, the people who are making the laws, the things that you want to see done, the things that you think are awful and need to be overhauled. That's on the line in the legislative branch because that is where the laws are made. Somehow, the president isn't king, whoever the president is, and while there is power in that office, remember the three branches of government, there certainly is massive power in the legislative branch, and that's where that comes from if you're talking about any of this stuff with taxes, because we know this fiscal cliff that we keep hearing about, that we're going to fly over like Thelma and Louise. It's a crowded car. You can all come inside. That's part of this whole thing. The Bush tax cuts, are they going to be extended? What happens there? What about the swinging axe that automatically goes down? Blah, blah, blah. It's the same storyline. So we want to keep beating this drum. We know it backwards and forwards. We know all the ins and outs at this point. We know it, right? I think it's a question of ultimately the same thing that we also say, what is in your wallet? What are your neighbors saying? What do you see from people? Are they thriving? Are more jobs coming their way? Or is it not that way? Are they stringing jobs together? Times are tough for all kinds of people across the board. Rick in Illinois. I picture him driving down the road somewhere. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hello. Hey.
Are you on the road? Are you already home?
I'm on my way home.
I knew it. Okay.
That guy couldn't have said it much better than I could.
I knew you would love T.J. Walker. I knew it. So I was waiting for you, Rick. See, I say that we present all elements, all sides. So you heard what he said that has incensed some people, because I've gotten already some quick emails and chats about it, that if people don't know who they're voting for now, sorry to say it, as he put it, they're dumb. They're the idiots.
Yeah. Then the other ones do all complaining, though. Don't vote.
Well, the ones who don't vote, I mean, listen, shame on you if you don't vote. But I don't necessarily agree that if you don't know who you're voting for, you're an idiot, because, you know, people, I think you need to pay attention to what it means for you and how you feel about how someone's voting, what they've done or haven't done, like a report card. Is it effective for you? Isn't effective good for the country in your mind? Then you can change lanes. You can change your mind. I mean, Rick, listen. If there was a Republican that you liked, would you vote for the Republican?
Yeah, if he's a good, upstanding man, but I ain't seen one yet.
But you're admitting you would. You would, based on if you liked what they were saying. If they were super moderate or a little more left-leaning or whatever it is, and they had the ideology that you think is right for the course of the country.
Well, I ain't going to vote for them this year, but they ain't going to let Bimbo speak at the convention.
That's all you care about, if Sarah Palin gets to speak at the convention or not. No, she's not speaking at the convention.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Once in a while.
But that's where Sarah Palin shines, though, Rick. That's a layup for her to do, and a pre-prepared thing where you're coming up with some high points about what you see as your vision for America and stuff. Oh yeah, that's absolutely. That's a whole different thing than speaking off the cuff or gotcha journalists or just journalists in general throwing you curveballs if you're out on the campaign trail. That's different than if you're doing something prepared, because you control it. I mean, every politician, that's Barack Obama's specialty. That's why all the jokes about the teleprompter. He's awesome at delivering speeches that are well-written, well-prepared, no question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe they ain't going to hurt Paul.
What I heard, honestly, Rick, is that she didn't want any kind of a big role in this. She didn't want a big role in it. I think she likes to be in the position she's in now. She's getting a fortune for speaking all over the place. She's kind of like the kingmaker, and then she comes on Fox and gets to chat back and forth with Hannity or whoever, and whoever, you know, has her on the show. Sometimes it's Bill O'Reilly. So she doesn't. I don't think she wanted really to spoil the party, to be part of the whole thing. Not really.
But Jerry did when they nominated her for VP.
That was last time around, Rick. Oh, Rick, that's old news. I hope that you've seen Game Change, by the way, which is, I think, boy, so unfair to Sarah Palin, I have to say. I mean, I'll say this. The actress who played her looked really, they made her look exactly like her, but, oh, it was so brutal the way they portrayed Sarah Palin. I'm all just over the top cartoonish, which some people liked, but I think even I think even Sarah Palin would say, you know, that's a little over the top, but Game Change was a movie, so, and it was all about the whole parody of the of what happened in 2008, in a way, sort of a parody anyway. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you, buddy?
Look at that. I pushed the right button. Wow.
Good job. Woohoo! Applause.
Hey, I agree with you. The whole Biden thing, you know, it sounds to me like the Republicans are like little kindergarten kids, you know, going, look what they said, look what he said, you know. I mean, they should have used a little linguistic judo and said, you know, Biden is right. We are going to throw in chains the idea that you can keep America at 8% unemployment for 4 years. That's right. We are going to throw in chains the idea that you can build up trillion-dollar deficits year after year. Yes, we are going to throw in chains the idea that you can treat a baby that is unborn like a criminal on death row. You know? Yeah, that would have been something that would get people excited. But, you know, criticizing the old guy there, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
You were right about that. And yeah. I'll tell you what, this guy Ryan, he's a good talker. And like I said the other day, I haven't heard the word tax. You know that guy you had on a few moments ago? It's the first time I hear anybody talk about taxes since Ryan was picked as VP. But even Ryan, he says he's going to balance the budget in 2040. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, give me a break. What, you know, if your husband brought home a printing press that printed out $100 bills, and then you went to your friends and says, you know, I think I might be able to balance my budget in 10 years, what would they think?
They would think that I was drinking too many cocktails. They would be like, what? 10 years? Are you kidding me? A decade? No. And so, but see, that's part of the game, and you realize it, Tomas. You're a smart guy. You get it. That's the thing. People don't understand the dates that are attached to what's said by all the politicians because of where we are now and looking down the road. It's just like the Medicare. When Ryan's budget talked about Medicare and that what was going to happen and how to get off of Medicare and change the system, it wasn't this year or next year or the year after that or the year after that. He was talking about 2023 for any of that to kick in just a proposal, by the way. Sometimes, you know, you got to read the fine print.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.